might as well be ready, right? I just kind of jumped right in there.
You did. So, for my people online, we are joined here in the Media Center with Eddie Krawick. Eddie, you have been the bridesmaid at this event since 2013.
That's a rough stat.
What do you have to do to finally secure that Wally?
Well, I think I'm going to let the air out of the other three competitors' tires and be like, I don't know what happened, and just roll up for the final and take my chances. But somehow or another, my bike will shut off and I won't ever get to the finish line, and it'll be like, sorry, no winner. But
you have success here at Charlotte, too. This is where you come in back and win.
Yeah, you know, really, I love Charlotte. You know, the Smith's facilities are obviously second to none. They really put forth an effort and supply us racers first with great drag strips and give us the confidence in the facility. And when you do that, you come to these places and you get excited to be here. You know, the fans, everybody, you know, Charlotte, this is the newest drag strip that has been built to date. And it shows when you walk around the facility and you see it. It's very impressive. But I'm excited to come here. I love coming here. The four wide stuff, yes, it's something weird, different. It's a whole different level of drag racing, but it's cool to do. And, you know, for somebody like Bo, he has a lot of sportsman background. When you have professionals, I believe, that don't necessarily come through the ranks, it becomes a little harder to come out of your element. Bo has had the adversity of, you know, everything possible happening to him in comp and super stock and all that. So I think when you line up next to these your competitors, that gives you an edge. I bracket raced for years. I came out of that side of it. And I enjoy racing. And you need to really stay focused and not worry about what's going on anywhere but your lane here. But you need to be aware of what is going on in those other lanes. It's kind of like a double-edged sword, because you have to pay attention to it so you know when to start your race, but you have to be on your game and not mess up your race.
So you have had 5 weeks off since Gainesville, where you won that event. What has your team done to help prepare for this event?
Well, I mean, it's standard maintenance, go back, service to motorcycles. It's just we didn't have to do it with any rush this year, or any other hiccups in between. It gives us time to really implement changes or make stuff that would be able to implement throughout the year. For us, it's like you kind of stockpile. You want to make sure you have changes that you know work, but you have to validate them first. Our mode of going into Gainesville for the last 5 years has been, don't change your motorcycle. If you're fast in Pomona, you unload going into Gainesville, you're going to be fast. You have a shot to win. A lot of people make changes, new motorcycles or totally new packages, and it makes it difficult. So we try to have that edge rolling into that first race. And fortunate for me, I've been a beneficiary of that many times, 5-6 times now, getting the win in Gainesville. So I think we're on the right track.
Dan Creekmore.
So with no four wide wins here, do you have any sleepless nights the week before you get here?
You know, that's the stuff you can't let bother you. I try to enjoy what I do, and I love what I do. So I don't let the statistics kind of like sidetrack me. It's funny, I like to joke about it, because if you're too serious and you take it really serious, you put undue pressure on yourself. And I'm the guy that tries to do the opposite. It's really stupid, but I'm superstitious not to be superstitious, you know, so I try to go out of my way to be different, just so I don't say, well, it was because I didn't put my socks on my, you know, left foot first and then right foot. You know, there's people that have that, and that's what they believe works for them. But for me, I just, I try to have fun. Take it as light as you possibly can, and, you know, if things don't go your way, you can't worry about it. You need to move and focus on that next race. So don't look in front of behind you, look in front of you.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. To kind of follow up on what you were saying, to come back here though and have the success you've had at ZMAX in the countdown, does it make you scratch your head at all? Go, why can't I do this in the spring?
You know, I've been a victim of two of my races that honestly I should have won here in the 4Y, but I had mishaps that happened next to me that, like Bo described, if it doesn't happen in your lane, you're not as distracted. But when it happens next to you, it makes it that much harder because your eyes, it was last year's final, we had Scotty Polachek, Ellie, myself, and Andrew. And Scotty put it on the two-step, like, way early before anybody even was staged. And I rolled in, I think I was the third one to stage. I staged, and Scotty took off on my stage bowl because he was over there on the two-step ready. And it just totally distracted me. I ended up, my eyes, because he took off, my eyes drifted right, and the tree came down. Next thing you know, it was like, we all had horrible lights, horrible show, but it made it interesting. And it's stuff like that that, you know, you just chalk it up. Oh, it was a mistake. Something happened. But I do. I have good success here. I'd rather say I run it up here and I won the first one going into the countdown because, well, that's going into the countdown. That's when you really need to win. So I'm good with the results. I'm happy if it happens again this year.
Your teammate's not too bad here in the 4-wide configuration. And I know you guys have a very close working relationship between the two Harleys. When you have somebody like Andrew who not only pushes you, but he has success here in the spring, do you ever rely off that or try to lean on him in an event like this?
I think, you know, we're open notebook in our trailer, so we sit there, we can look at everything. He's the one that does a lot of tuning calls on my motorcycle. So when we sit back, we try to make each other as best as we can and have the best chance when we roll up to that starting line. Whether it's him or myself winning, for us it's a team win, and we need to do that. We're out here representing Harley-Davidson. We both have the same goal, and that's to get wins and turn on wind lights. But there still is a competitive edge. You know, we raced in Gainesville, and Andrew has one Gainesville win back in 2004. So he's like, hey, are you going to finally, you know, are we going to get this done? He's like, I'm going to whoop up on you. And it's like, okay, game on. Let's go out. And we had a little bit of a starting line, you know, battle going back and forth. And we played up there for about 45 seconds. It makes it really interesting, and it makes it fun. But yet, we are still racers, and we still do want to win. So for me, it's about, again, being here, having a good time. And if you're not making this about the fun side of it and the racing, then you're losing your goal of why you're here as a racer. I mean, ultimately, we are part of a show. We're here for the fans. We're here for everybody. We're here to have a good time. You got to make the best of it while you're here, because if you do take it too serious and put that pressure on yourself, then you put yourself in a bad situation.
All right, thanks, Eddie, and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks for having me, guys.
If you finish
next
second,
up is Kylie Lindfoot.
I'm not. I'm winning this deal. I'm staying here. I'm winning.
You finish second on Sunday, I'm
lumping
you up here.
No, I'm lumping it. I'm finishing first. You're going to get me. Somebody else is going to